This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when you need to ask, who is the number one? What is the number one public enemy in the country? That was the provocative title for a column yesterday by Michael Goodwin. He is a columnist regularly for the New York Post and a Fox News contributor. And frankly, I think his answer is one that would unite most Americans, including people in the center, on the left, and on the right. Michael Goodwin has made a real contribution to the conversation and talks about our number one public enemy, which of course is crime and rising crime and lawlessness and basically undermining and destabilizing the only reliable force that we have fighting against lawlessness, fighting against criminal activity, which is our law enforcement agencies, and some kind of sense of order and respect for the law. Michael Goodwin, thanks very much for joining us on the Medved Show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You talk about the scenes in New York City that basically are part of this crime wave, which have even provoked great concern for the New York Times. There's a piece on the front page today, the upsurge in anti-Semitism. What's the connection with some of these anti-Semitic incidents and the crime wave in general that we're seeing across the country?
Well, look, I think if we just sort of rewind the clock a bit, we're a year past the George Floyd murder, and I think there are two legacies of that. The first is the reappraisal of race relations with police especially, and the second is the crime wave that began during the protests, which then devolved in many cases into riots and looting and arson. Out of the George Floyd murder. So here we are a year later. We're having all of these issues about race and policing in particular. And the other side of that impact is this explosion of crime, which is unchecked. And both of those, as I say, are legacies of the George Floyd case. And then if you get in more the details of the kinds of crimes and the murders and the robberies and that sort of thing, and now you see the anti-Semitism. And I argue that the anti-Semitism is a direct outgrowth of the unchecked crime. Anti-Semitism itself is hardly new. It's an ancient hatred. But why are we seeing so much of it now? Now, of course, it's Israel and the Gaza. Yes, of course, but that's happened before, too. Why this explosion of it on the streets openly? And I think it is for the same reason that people feel more confident to carry their guns, to engage in all kinds of criminal activity, because they believe the police are not going to stop them. So, in my mind, what we're witnessing is a total breakdown of public safety across many cities in the United States of America, and I trace it back to the decisions in the summer of 2020 not to crack down on the riots and the looting and the arson that grew out of those protests.
Well, it's also, if you take a look at the basic message that was sent by so many of those demonstrations, yes, there were some peaceful demonstrations, but the message that was behind the riots and the looting as well was that the greatest problem, the greatest affliction for the black community is the police, that they are somehow the enemy of equal justice, of advancement, of being able to raise children with a sense of security and hope and confidence. And What right now do you think could be done by our leaders on a local level and on a national level as well, Michael Goodwin, to actually respond more effectively to this crime race?
Well, look, in general, I would say that we know what to do. New York, for example, and many other cities followed. New York, starting in the mid-1990s when Rudy Giuliani was mayor and continuing for Michael Bloomberg's three terms. So in New York, we had 20 years of good policing where the crime rate was cut by 90%, the murder rate, and most other crimes cut by 70, 80, 90% over a period of two decades. And they, even under the current mayor, Bill de Blasio, in his first few years, say 2 or 3 years, Bill Bratton was the police commissioner in the beginning, the crime actually continued to fall. And so when Giuliani took office, there were roughly 2,000 murders a year in New York City. By the first few years of de Blasio's tenure, that number was under 300 murders a year. I mean, it's a remarkable transformation. And out of that, you had incredible economic growth. You had people feeling safe to live in the city, to invest in the city, to go out and enjoy the nightlife in New York, to ride the subways everywhere, all around the clock. I mean, you had a whole different New York. And so we know what to do. We did it before. So when we talk about what do we do, oh my goodness, to me, the playbook is there. You just need the political will to say, this is what we're going to do. Now, you're going to run into some objections on issues like stop and frisk and all of that, and there will be court cases, and you have to be careful. Obviously, you don't want to violate the law. You don't want to violate people's civil rights. But proactive policing works. It is, by and large, constitutional. It has been upheld in the courts. Even Bill Bratton used to say stop and frisk was upheld in the courts, upheld by the Supreme Court. What got thrown out in New York was the allegation that it had been misused and non-white singled out. That was a case involving particular defendants. But stop and frisk itself is still legal as long as there's probable cause for the stopping and the frisking. So I just think you need political courage now.
And that's what's lacking.
And
one of the things that's also very important is knowing the truth, because there are a lot of people who are listening to you, I know Michael Goodwin, who are saying, well, crime rates went down, and they went down so dramatically, but at the same time, there was a terrible slaughter, unprecedented levels of innocent black victims being gunned down by police officers who were bloodthirsty. Now, that's simply not true, because recently, in the last 5 years, the rate of unarmed black civilians shot by police has gone way down, and it had been basically stable for years before, hadn't it?
Yes, and the result of lower crime in general. If you trace the history of police shootings, leaving apart race just for a second, it is very much a factor of crime. So, for example, in the high crime days of New York in the 1990s, in some years the police actually engaged in gun battles 70 or 80 times. And there was shot that many people in a single year. Whereas when you get down to the low crime areas, they're in the single digits. The same statistic is in the single digit. And so it is so remarkable that the New York Police Department actually counts the bullets fired by police over the course of a year and compares that year to year. It, just as crime fell, all of those other measurements fell too.
Which is extraordinary achievement, which we need to replicate. And we need to replicate more common sense columns like Michael Goodwin's. It's posted on our website, America's Public Enemy Number One, Crime. Godspeed to you, sir, and thanks for joining us. We will be right back with more on the MedVed Show. became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans are deeply concerned by issues of public safety. They're deeply concerned by issues of national security. I think there's deep concern and a feeling of, well, it's about time, about President Biden announcing, yes, there's going to be a full investigation about the origins of the COVID-19 virus. While all of that is going on, there is still an attempt to try to get some kind of compromise on the infrastructure legislation that President Biden has been pushing. He wants to spend $1.7 trillion. He's been meeting with Republicans, and he indicated to the Republicans that a magic number might be about $1 trillion, an even trillion. So he's willing to come down more. Are the Republicans willing to go up to that $1 trillion figure? Well, almost, it turns out. A little bit earlier today, the Republican senator from West Virginia, and by the way, one of the reasons she was chosen, it's obvious, there are two senators from West Virginia, a moderate Republican, Shelley Moore Capito, and then her colleague Joe Manchin. And those two senators from West Virginia are crucial in this entire process, and I think one of the reasons that Mitch McConnell, who is a brilliant a strategist and tactician when it comes to actually winning the Senate. One of the reasons that he assigned Senator Capito to be in charge of these negotiations is the hope of influencing Senator Manchin, who could be the actual difference on this. And he himself has said, yes, he very much wants to see a compromise with Republicans. Here is the senator from West Virginia, Shelley Moore Capito, announcing the latest Republican counteroffer to President Biden's $1.7 trillion. Listen.
Senate Republicans continue to negotiate in good faith, with faith. Had a lot of good dialogue with the White House, trying to get to that common goal of reaching a bipartisan infrastructure agreement that we talked about in the Oval Office with the President several weeks ago, and I talked with him even previous to that. We believe that this counteroffer delivers on what President Biden told us in the Oval Office that day, and that is to try to reach somewhere near $1 trillion over an 8-year period of time that would include our baseline spending. We have achieved that goal with this counteroffer. But we've also, I think, done something that has stayed true to what our beliefs are when we very first started this this endeavor, and that is sticking to the core physical infrastructure.
Yeah, in other words, there was a famous, actually infamous statement by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, where she said child care is infrastructure and elder care is infrastructure and education is infrastructure. In other words, they think everything that government does is infrastructure. It's not. What Republicans are trying to talk about is to concentrate on the bridges and the airports and the highways and the public buildings and the stuff that really is the sinews of America that we have not kept up with, and where there's agreement on all sides of this that there needs to be some repairs. Now, here in Seattle, I mean, think about what a mess the infrastructure is. And someday, maybe they'll even finish building that park on the waterfront, right? Which, after having put in the tunnel and taken down the viaduct and all of that, with a project that was moved with absolutely stunning efficiency right along. Okay, it's almost done. Okay, but West Seattle, right now, if you live in West Seattle, it's a pain in the rear end because a bridge is falling down. And bridges are falling down everywhere, and that's what the Republicans want to concentrate on. They want to concentrate on some other aspect of compromise, which is part of President Biden's infrastructure bill is a gigantic tax increase. Do you know that that President Trump used to boast all about, well, this is the biggest tax cut in history? It wasn't. But this really would be just about the biggest tax increase in history, certainly all at once. And Senator Toomey of Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, who is unfortunately leaving the Senate, he's one of the best U.S. senators. Senator Toomey made it very clear what the goal would be of this $928 billion infrastructure counteroffer by the GOP. Listen.
The second thing that we've been very, very clear on every single time we've had a discussion is that we're not raising taxes. We believe that the 2017 tax reform contributed significantly to enabling us to achieve the best economy of my lifetime. And that's no small thing And we're not interested in undoing the provisions in the tax reform that allowed us to get there.
Okay, and then Mitch McConnell pitched in and basically amplified the message from Senator Toomey, clip four.
We're open to spending some more. What we're not open to is going back and reopening the 2017 tax bill. Remember, in February of 2020, we had the best economy we've had in half a century. Principal reason, the 2017 tax bill. We're not willing to reopen that, but there are other ways to pay for a significant infrastructure package, and we hope to reach an agreement with the Democrats to do just that.
Okay, President Biden has said time is running out on reaching an agreement. I am sure they are busy. Let's hope that they do. There are some people on the Democratic side who don't want an agreement, like the senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren. She was on MSNBC. This is how she treated the Republicans' counteroffer. Listen.
Look, I don't really think this is a serious counteroffer. First of all, they don't have pay-fors for this. It's not real. They have this illusory notion of how we're going to take money that's already been committed to other places and other spending. Second part is I'm not hearing about the green infrastructure, about the importance of when we make these investments that we're talking about moving our buses to electric, our school buses to electric, our mass transit to electric, so that we're bringing down our carbon footprint and whether or not they put enough money in to do this. But the third one is notice who gets left behind, the women. Infrastructure is about helping people get to work and helping businesses thrive because they've got workers.
Okay, this leaves behind women? How? Women don't drive on highways? Women don't benefit from improved public facilities? And she says that it doesn't have any paid fors. It actually does. What it says is that some of the money that has been unspent on the previous rescue packages would be used here directly. And they're also talking about user fees, like tolls on highways. And I believe that one of the positions that the Republicans at least have been talking about is allowing some kind of user fee in terms of actually miles driven. But part of that would also have to include the electric vehicles, who have been so advantageously treated in the whole taxation system. We will be right back with BLM making a threat to kill cops. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In April, Border Patrol agents encountered more than 33,000 people crossing into the United States illegally from countries other than Mexico and Central America's Northern Triangle. Axios reporting the number of immigrants from Haiti, Cuba, Romania, and India has spiked during recent months. This as Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims a border with Mexico is not open.
It's not an invasion. They have the ability to make a claim, as the law provides, to an immigration judge and the courts of the United States.
Lawmakers are split on whether to form a commission to look into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says there's no excuse for any Republican to vote against it. Meantime, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell isn't budging as he says it will not promote healing. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, some breaking news. U.S. Customs officers are now saying they have previously detained the man who killed nine people in San Jose, California, and that's including himself, eight others. That was yesterday. And they found that he professed a hatred of his workplace where the shooting occurred, according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. The shooter, Samuel James Cassidy, possessed books about terrorism and fear and manifestos, as well as a black memo book filled with lots of notes about how he hates the Valley Transportation Authority, which is where he worked, the light rail in San Jose area. This was way back in 2016. It's 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when Customs and Border Protection detained him after a trip to the Philippines. Now, why did they detain him? What was wrong? The VTA is the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, where he worked for at least 9 years. When asked if he had problems with anybody at work, he stated no, according to a memo that was prepared by Customs and Border Patrol. He obviously had problems with his workplace, and this was also one of the points that one of his former girlfriends made. A story in the San Francisco Chronicle says the Valley Transportation Authority employee suspected of fatally shooting nine co-workers Wednesday morning before turning the gun on himself, had been accused by an ex-girlfriend of raping and abusing her, often during violent mood swings, court records show. Samuel James Cassidy dated the woman after an earlier divorce. His ex-wife told the Chronicle he would constantly complain about co-workers getting easier assignments at the VTA's maintenance yard,
where the shooting occurred. She said she was relieved when their marriage ended in 2004 because his temper had become explosive. Court records and interviews paint a picture that is familiar in the U.S., according to experts and studies. A, quote, white male mass shooting suspect with a history of domestic violence toward women. In a harrowing sworn declaration in March 2009, the ex-girlfriend, who was 45 at the time, described a volatile on-and-off relationship with Cassidy that lasted about a year and ended on that Valentine's Day when she refused to engage in a sex practice with him that he insisted upon. Cassidy said he would travel to Monterey with his then-girlfriend, where she had booked a getaway for the pair, but only if she acquiesced to his sexual desires. Okay, now, if all of this has gone to court, there's a sworn declaration. She was getting a protective order against him. Why should this person have guns? No, I'm sorry. This is one of those things that NRA members, everybody who's a defender of the Second Amendment, it is completely obvious that when people are mentally ill, when they have a court record, when, and more and more is coming out, I'm sure we haven't heard the last of it, when he had a problem with Customs Patrol, why wouldn't the ICE, who had detained him, Customs Enforcement, why wouldn't they have informed his place of work? Really, it's just incredible to me, isn't it? One of the things that we learned from September 11th, and that I think we're learning now from some of the mass shootings that have occurred, is how important it is for government agencies to talk to one another. And if you run into a guy who seems to be troubled and talks about his place of work and is angry about it, contact the place of work. Let him know, we picked up this guy for some kind of customs violation coming back from the Philippines. I'm not sure what the details are yet. The failure to actually have different agencies communicate with one another makes it ludicrous to believe that that the answer to everything is new gun legislation. Why is it ludicrous? Because existing gun legislation needs to be enforced to keep guns out of the hands of criminals like this one. They have this kind of red flag law in California. It was passed in California after there were shootings in Santa Barbara. And the John Roger, I think his name was, shootings, who became such a hero to so-called incels, and that have led to other mass shootings. And look, what's been happening is a failure to take care of some of the dangers. Now, what about somebody who speaks in public and threatens to kill cops? Should there be some kind of restriction on his access to firearms? I think the answer to that is obvious, is it not? This is a BLM activist speaking to a very engaged crowd in Kansas City. And listen to what he said over the loudspeaker. This is clip 10.
I'll thank you for wanting to go. Because, baby, where I'm from, we don't just about the police. Chicago don't just let them kill one of ours. That's what we doing. We kill one of theirs in Chicago, baby. We're going to knock on your door.
Okay, what she was saying was, if you kill one of ours, we're going to blow your MFing head off? Really? Again, this is a problem. And NPR did a story, and it's an interesting one. And they have a theory about the spike in workplace shootings. Workplace mass shootings are rare, but killing of 9 people by a fellow employee at a Northern California rail yard Wednesday marks the third such rampage in just 2 months. That could foreshadow a rise in this type of violence after the nationwide shutdown of businesses resulting from COVID-19, said Jacqueline Schildkraut, who's an associate professor of criminal justice at State University of New York at Oswego. However, Schildkraut stresses that while such shootings are increasingly incrementally in frequency, they're still extremely statistically rare. The reason they seem more frequent right now is because we haven't had them really for the last year because of COVID. There were all these workplaces shut down. Such restrictions have also served to limit opportunities for potential shooters because it reduces the available targets for a person. Now that much of the country is returning to work, we're seeing an uptick in these events in the sense that they're now out there because people are back out there. And yes, the workplace shootings aren't the overwhelming problem, but there is clearly an overwhelming problem when you look at an increase, as they've reported, just for the first 4 months of this year, an increase of shootings, of murders, for all of the top 20 cities. That's a remarkable increase. Now, most of those murders are not mass shootings. They are not workplace violence. But does that connect somehow to coming out of the pandemic as well? I'm not at all sure that it does. And there's one comment that also tries to, and that's an outrageous comment, that tries to link the mass shootings to the vaccinations. Really? It's not quite as stupid as saying that vaccinations cause mass shootings, but it's an attempt to blame them. How? We will get to that as heard on Fox News, coming up on the MedVed Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, urban global Global Health Alliance, Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved show, I know vaccinations can be blamed for lots and lots of stuff, and I'm sorry, I got 2 emails. I wasn't actually flooded with emails, but I got 2 about the death of William Shakespeare, and I read the topic line. And I thought, the death of William Shakespeare, that occurred on April 23rd, 1616. Yeah, that's a long time ago. No, not that William Shakespeare. This is the William Shakespeare who was the second person to get a COVID vaccine. And he was 89 when he got the vaccination. He was in a wheelchair. He's apparently a stand-up guy, veteran, and someone who was very well-liked. Well, over a year after receiving his vaccine, I'm not sure it was over a year. It could have been more recent than that. But in any event, he passed away at age 90. And there is no connection to the vaccine. The medical authorities were clear. But people are saying to me, oh, yeah, look, vaccine killed Shakespeare. So, actually, it didn't. The cause of death is fairly clear when you're 90 years old. And there's a retired NYPD detective, and I love supporting cops, and I love cops, but Pat Brosnan on Fox News was making an association with the vaccine and the San Jose shooter, who, as we're learning, of course, had a whole host of problems. It's not one of those things where, oh, he's such a nice boy. He was such a nice neighbor. No, this guy apparently was grumpy and angry and had anger management issues. But here's the association with vaccines, as heard on Fox News. Clip 11, listen.
Crimes are no longer illegal. There's no longer enforcement of lots of laws. And there's an empowerment of these active shooters. And, you know, Harris, this is a time that I wish I was wrong with my prediction, which I mentioned to anybody who would listen, that once COVID starts to lift, these cowardly shooters will come out exactly in tandem with the number of vaccinations. You can be sure they probably got vaccinated. They were just scared to come out. And they're coming back, and you see the numbers don't lie. The shootings are up dramatically, skyrocketing, actually, on active shootings throughout the United States.
Okay. He's right about that, but is it because of vaccines? Are people who are willing to die, and of course, the shooter, like so many of them, killed himself. And when people start firing at random, they don't usually expect to live. And that seems clear in the notes that they leave and the documents that they leave. So is it because they they got vaccinated that these cowardly shooters now come out exactly in tandem with the number of vaccinations? It's a tortured logic, Detective Brosnan. It truly is. And when it comes to tortured logic, there's something, and it really does illustrate a deeper public issue. The deeper public issue is not anything to do with vaccines, though the same kind of illogic is being applied in this case. The deeper public issue is student loans, where right now I believe that it's close to $2 trillion that is owed in student loan debt, and it is precisely the people who have wasted the money they have been loaned, wasted the money by going to college for a couple of years but not finishing up a degree. And the reason I say it's a waste is, no, I believe learning is good and learning is positive. But if you're trying to actually help yourself and be in a position to repay your student loans, then it really helps if you actually finish the damn degree. Because the default rate on government-backed student loans, the default rate is four times higher for those people who drop out of college, who never finish a degree but have started one. Okay, the question is, why should we reward people who go deeply into debt, including people who have never finished a degree? Why should we reward them when there are so many millions of people out there who took out student loans, repaid them duly, followed the rules, did what was expected of them? And Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, makes the point that with all of these new bonuses that are being offered for people to get vaccinated, what about those of us, and I think it's probably a majority of all Americans, who got vaccinated anyway? Well, you didn't need to give them rewards. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, Democrat, very liberal Democrat, he is beginning a Your Shot the Summer program, which will reward 100,000 people who get vaccinated between Memorial Day weekend and the end of June with something uniquely Minnesotan. Now, what it says is, summer is here, vaccines are working, and we are all still going full steam ahead, finding ways to keep our community safe. And here's what you get. The incentive program, a list of rewards for those who get immunized just in this time period between May 27th and June 30th. You can get a Great Lakes Aquarium Pass, a Mall of America Nickelodeon Universe Pass. Does anyone know what the Nickelodeon Universe is? You can get a Minnesota fishing license. You can get a Minnesota State Parks Pass, a Minnesota Zoo admission, and this was really exciting, a Northwoods Baseball League tickets. This year they can't give away tickets to the Minnesota Twins. They're having a tough season. But so it's Northwoods Baseball League. Participating teams include the Rochester Honkers, the Wilmar Stingers, the Mankato Moondogs, the St. Cloud Rocks, and the Duluth Huskies. You can get state fair tickets, and I've broadcast from the Minnesota State Fair a half dozen times. That's pretty cool. You can get a Valley Fair single-day admission and a Visa card for $25. Now, the question is, what kind of message are you sending that for these latecomers, they get all of these awards, but for people who've done their civic duty, and it is a civic duty, the reason you get vaccinated is not just to protect yourself, though there's that, but it's also to protect your neighbors and the people around you. Because one of the things that has been very conclusively demonstrated is that your chances of transmitting the disease, even if you get it, are lessened when you're vaccinated. And basically, you're stopping transmission. Cold. The chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, who I don't know, her name is Jennifer Carnahan, she said, instead of Governor Walz promoting efforts to entice people to get vaccinated with free gifts using taxpayer money, Walz should be working to remove the excessive unemployment benefits, incentivizing people to stay home. With Minnesota's small businesses struggling to find employees and rebuild, Walz should be encouraging Minnesotans to rejoin the workforce to increase their own individual opportunity and economic opportunities. Okay, fair enough. And by the way, I'm not sure that giving away a free pass to the Northwoods Baseball League and to the Honkers baseball team, the Honkers from, they're from Rochester, Minnesota. Okay, rather than that, things like the $1 million lottery that they're offering in Ohio was the first to do it in various other states. I get that. For people who are focused on lotteries, at least it can be a little bit of a push in the right direction. Speaking of a push in the right direction, Jason Riley wrote a terrific piece yesterday about correcting 1619 falsehoods about the American founding. One of the questions, and I know there are a lot of conservatives who are asking, is why should we care about the 1619 lies? And frankly, because we have a crisis in this country, and it's appropriate coming up to Memorial Day. On Memorial Day, we honor people who made the ultimate sacrifice. When people hate America, when they're taught to hate America or to take it for granted, to feel guilty rather than grateful about being American, how do you expect them to make the ultimate sacrifice? Or even to make a very small sacrifice, please just go to the CVS or to Bartels and get yourself vaccinated for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.